Welcome to the Global Minority Report, where we bring you the latest news about the assault on Western Christian civilization. In a world where the traditional values of our ancestors are under attack, and the deeply rooted Christian man or woman are in the minority, it is time to hold up the banner of Jesus Christ with bravery and courage. Your hosts for the program are Pastor Thomas Robb and Mrs. Rachel Pendergraft. They are sending out a warning and serving as watchmen on the wall, but also bringing a message of hope and deliverance. Thank you, and enjoy the program.
Hello, this is Rachel Pendergraft. Thank you for that introduction. Well, when I looked at the internet today, here are some of the recent headlines that I see. Alarming headlines. I see Obama whitewashing reality of Islamic threat. According to a lot of people, Obama is not really taking seriously the threat that the Islamic religion has upon America. Of course, we know that Barack Obama says that he wants to unite all people, all races, all religions into one big pot of stew, I guess you could say, here in the United States. But a lot of people are really worried about that because they look at the threat that the Islamist jihadists have put against the United States and against Western Christian civilization around the globe, and they see Obama himself, because of his complacency, they see that perhaps Obama himself is a threat. Another headline I see is the NPR, the National Public Radio, wants to put an end, they say, to all sectarian religious programming. Of course, spokespeople in the Washington office says that's not true, but only time will tell. And of course, sectarian religious programming means, you know, you might say God and say a few things that sort of sound religious, but you're not really going to get into any serious debate or any real meat of the message. Another alarming headline I see here is a school in California, a California school district, is using their school's website to promote the homosexual agenda. Another headline, what if hate crime law was applied to Miss USA, the fiasco that occurred recently. Of course, we all know the homosexual blogger Perez Hilton, who has capitalized on the similarity between his name and the name of globe-trotting socialite Paris Hilton. He is upset and has been paramount in bringing shame and public ridicule on the nice young Christian woman who said what she meant and stood up for her Christian beliefs and saying that no, she does not believe in homosexual marriage, and it cost her the Miss USA title. Another headline, Supreme Court analyst says President Obama's nominee to replace Justice David Souter will likely oppose the Second Amendment, support same-sex marriage, partial birth abortion, and racial preferences. Again, another alarming headline. Here's another one. Of course, many people, we already know this. If you try to get it out there to the people at large, though, a lot of them will say, oh, boo-hoo, you really don't know what you're talking about. But an economist with the Cato Institute says that it's disingenuous for President Obama to exclusively blame the Bush administration